You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's second special legislative session of the year officially came to an end Friday and delivered a budget only marginally different than the one proposed by the Senate during the regular session. Many, including Governor John Bel Edwards, were wondering whether the special session had truly been necessary.
I do believe this was much harder than it needed to be, and it certainly took longer than should have been necessary. And I think that's obvious because we circled back to just about exactly where we were when the process fell apart.
But House Speaker Taylor Barra insisted the similar budget could not have been adequately addressed at the end of the regular session. He shared these remarks with public radio station WRKF from Baton Rouge.
It just had all the makings for a lack of debate, a lack of discussion, and I just consider House Bill 1 way too important. And, you know, didn't quite appreciate how it was done.
Barra was referring to the fact that House Democrats passed out copies of the conference committee report on the budget bill, showing it was signed by four of the six committee members, but not by the Speaker or the Appropriations Chairman. A coalition of House Democrats, moderate Republicans, and Independents then tried to force a vote to approve the conference committee report, a procedural move that failed when the regular session time clock ran out. The Louisiana legislature's final budget does fully fund the popular Taylor Opportunity Program for students. Higher education will not take a cut. Civil service workers will get a 2% pay raise. Psychosocial services will continue, and the Acadiana Youth Center will open. The ability to fund TOPS tuition at its $300 million projected need and protect state colleges and universities from cuts was touted as one of the few bright spots in the budget that begins July 1st. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.